Well, scared out of my wits, which I was. So I turned my face towards the south and suddenly realized that I was looking at a very important piece of information that had gone unnoticed by me up until then. The creek had gone dry. Do you see the meaning of this? Maybe not, but I did. And a new plan began taking shape in the vast caverns of my mind. So, you guys are thirsty? Is that what you said?
Guys got big boom boom thirsty in mouth.
Well, gee whiz, why don't you just get a drink? The brothers hacked out a jagged laugh and snort pointed towards the creek.
Creek gone dry, gee whiz, no water.
Well, sure, but what about root beer? They gave me empty stares. You don't know about the root beer deposits below the sand? More blank stares. Oh, well, I'm sorry I mentioned it. You'd probably think it was too much trouble anyway. Don't give it a thought. The brothers went into a whispering conference. Then Snort said,
Brothers not believe in root beer.
That's fine, Snort. We can still be friends, even though you don't believe in root beer. They whispered some more. Then,
Ranch dog tell Rip and Snort about root beer.
How can I tell you about root beer if you don't believe in it? Snort came rumbling over to me and showed me a clenched paw.
Snort believe and break Hunk's face. Talk.
All right, but you don't need to get so hateful about it. I launched into a long discussion about how, in periods of drought, the creeks run dry and all the sweetness of the earth flows out of tree roots below the sand and forms vast reserves of root beer. All you have to do is dig down into the sand and you'll strike root beer. They howled with laughter and whopped each other on the back.
Ha! Hunk tell pretty funny story, but Rip and Snort not believe one word.
Well, that's fine. I didn't want to share it anyway. I mean, you guys may be bigger and stronger and faster than me, but don't forget that this is still my ranch. My ranch, my roots, and my root beer. Behind my back, I could hear them whispering, and a moment later, Snort loomed up beside me. He pointed towards the creek bed.
Hunk, dig.
Yes, but you said,
Hunk, dig. And better find root beer pretty quick, oh boy.
He gave me a shove and stood over me while I started digging. Snort, don't expect miracles. These things take time. I dug and dug. 10 minutes passed and I had built a hole maybe 2 feet deep. Snort stared into the hole and made a sour face.
Sand still dry. Hunk, dig faster.
Hey, listen, it's hot out here. I'm digging as fast as I can. I dug some more while Snort sniffed the sand for signs of moisture. 3 feet down, I was still pulling up dry sand. And I'll bet you're starting to worry. Maybe you're thinking, Hank's really done it this time, telling the Cannibal Brothers a big whopper about root beer under the ground. Good point. I mean, never make a cannibal mad before supper time, right? That's good advice. The kind of common sense wisdom that can help a dog live a long and happy life. But here's the scoop. There was one particle of truth in the story. In the heat of summer, the creek sometimes goes dry, but you can always find wet sand and sometimes even water if you dig down far enough. Now do you see where this is going? If not, just sit back and enjoy the show. I'm pretty sure you'll be impressed. Okay, I was digging a root beer well in the middle of a dry creek bed on a very hot afternoon. Rip and Snort were about to die of thirst and stood over the hole, broiling in the sun and getting more impatient by the second. At last, I hit some wet sand. Here we go, guys. We're almost there. Snort sniffed the wet sand and beamed a wicked grin.
Hunk, better hurry up quick, or brothers get madder and maddest.
Snort, I'm digging as fast as I can.
Ha! Hunk dig like snail, slower than slow.
For your information, pal, I'm the fastest digger I ever met. and the fastest digger on the whole ranch. The brothers roared with laughter. Oh, yeah? Do you know anybody else who could dig faster?